Exclusive, White House's Pam Bondi, Trump wants Schiff. Hunter Biden, whistleblower to testify in Senate impeachment trial. By Matthew Boyle on December 9, 2019. The White House's top impeachment communicator made clear in no uncertain terms on Sunday evening that if impeachment reaches a Senate trial, President Donald Trump expects House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, C, Chairman Representative Adam Schiff, DCA, former Vice President Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, and the so-called whistleblower to be called as fact witnesses in the Senate Judiciary Committee. Pam Bondi, the former Attorney General of Florida, who now serves as special advisor to the president in the White House, running the administration's response to House Democrats' partisan impeachment efforts, appeared on Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM 125, the Patriot Channel, this weekend to lay out how President Trump expects a fair trial in the Senate, and expects Schiff, Hunter Biden, and the whistleblower to testify. Bondi noted that House Judiciary Committee Ranking Member Rep. Doug Collins, RGA, just like C Ranking Member Representative Devin Nunes, RCA, did before him, push to call Schiff, Hunter Biden, his business partner Devin Archer, the whistleblower, Fusion GPS's Nellie Orr, Ukraine-connected Democrat National Committee, DNC, advisor Andrea Chalupa, and others in these House hearings. But Democrats, led by Schiff and House Judiciary Committee Chairman Representative Jerry Nadler, DNY, have obstructed this critical witness testimony. The White House and President Trump, Bondi said, expects the Senate Judiciary Committee to call on these and more if impeachment does reach a Senate trial, which would be triggered if the House passes articles of impeachment. Bondi also responded directly to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's announcement late last week that House Democrats have decided to move forward with articles of impeachment against President Trump despite a lack of a clear case and next to no evidence, if any at all, of wrongdoing by President Trump. "My response is very brief. She did that before she had a shred of evidence from the committee to do so. It makes no sense. They have not presented any evidence, but she stands up and says she's going forward," Bondi said. Pelosi, during that press conference, was triggered when a reporter asked if she hates President Trump. As she was walking off the stage, she wheeled around and stayed, denying she hates anyone and saying that as a Catholic, she prays for Trump. "She sure loves to impeach him, we know that," Bondi replied to Pelosi's claims that she does not hate Trump. "Yeah, pretty interesting, isn't it?" She was pretty hateful to the reporter who asked her. Bondi also said that the public should not take it as a foregone conclusion that President Trump will definitely be impeached by the House. "There will be no Republican votes for articles of impeachment. And two Democrats already publicly opposed even the opening of an impeachment inquiry against Trump. Meaning there is already bipartisan opposition to the Democrats' partisan efforts. Meanwhile, there are 31 Democrats, including those two who already opposed Pelosi's partisan attacks against Trump, who represent districts that President Trump won in 2016. To block it on the floor, Republicans would need to increase that bipartisan opposition to Pelosi's partisan impeachment by about another 16 or so Democrats. A tough but not impossible climb given how unsuccessful Democrats have been in swaying public opinion. Bondi also said that if this heads to the Senate for a Senate trial and Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, does as the White House and President expect him to do, calls Hunter Biden forward as a witness to testify in public hearings, that Hunter Biden should be the person most frightened by what happens next. While Ukraine is in his father's portfolio as vice president, Hunter Biden is getting this multi-million dollar contract but has zero experience in Ukraine and zero experience at all over there, Bondi said. He gets this huge contract, and then when Burisma, the company, starts getting investigated, what does Joe Biden do? He demands the prosecutor be fired. It's truly remarkable. I guess it's the ultimate projecting, what the Democrats are doing. The person who needs to be the most frightened in all this is Hunter Biden. There is nothing there, Bondi added with regard to the Democrats' lack of a case against President Trump, before noting that this whole process is actually backfiring on the Democrats by drawing a spotlight on the corruption of Hunter Biden and the actions his father, Joe Biden, took as vice president. "Yeah, they are. It's one of these be careful what you ask for. It's been an utter failure and a complete miscalculation on the part of the Democrats, Bondi said. Now, they have to be extremely worried. They should be concerned. There are a lot of smart Democrats in Congress who come from moderate districts who campaigned on what? Jobs, the economy, everything Americans care about, the USMCA, everything, Dinda. That's what is falling by the wayside because of this dog and pony show, this sham proceeding that is happening. Not only is it going to fail miserably, and they know it is going to fail in the Senate if it reaches the Senate, and so what happens next? Yeah, they've put Hunter Biden out there, and he's become the feature of this. That's where the true corruption took place with Burisma. Bondi then cited the strong economic growth announced last week, where unemployment has reached a half-century low of 3.5% and how the Trump administration has created 7 million jobs since he won the election in 2016. Along with many other successes, noting that Democrats are going to be in big trouble politically if they don't drop their partisan impeachment nonsense and start focusing on actually solving problems for American workers and families. Listen to White House's Pam Bondi on Breitbart News Sunday.